Good morning, and welcome to your morning conversation. We're talking this morning with the founder and managing partner of the Kansas City Beer Company, Steve Holley, who's also a Northwest Missouri State graduate. And Steve, just talk about your time at Northwest, first of all, and when you went to school at Northwest and your major at that time.
Well, I was at Northwest from 1976 through 1980. I majored in German and international marketing. And so the interest in German led me to go to school in Germany for a semester, and I think is what gave me the inspiration for starting a German-style brewery.
And Mike, before you got into this, if I understand right, you were in the banking business for quite a while.
I was. I went on to get an MBA at Northwest Missouri State also, and a degree from the University of Wisconsin in real estate investment analysis. So I worked in banking and real estate investment for about 30 years. And then I retired when I turned 55, moved back to my hometown, Kansas City, and we started the brewery.
And just kind of talk about making the transition from banking to brewing and how that came about for you.
Well, I thought when I retired I wouldn't be quite so busy, but I found out I'm actually more busy than I was starting a new company. But there's a different set of challenges, obviously, and I do love beer, and I have a passion for making beer. So this has been a lot of fun, bringing a new style of beer to Kansas City. So a lot of work, but also a lot of satisfaction.
And as far as brewing your own beer, just talk a little bit about what it takes to become a brewer.
Well, so I was a home brewer, and in preparing for this new career, I did a lot of writing about beer in magazines had two books that I had published. But I also took the exams from the Institute of Brewing and Distilling to become to get a brewer certificate from them. So I do have some technical background. So I did spend a lot of time traveling to Germany, visiting a lot of brewers, talking about how they make their beer. So there was some research and thought that went into this, and I think German beer styles have been ignored by craft brewers, so we're doing something a little different with importing all of our malt and hops. Myself and my head brewer studied at a German brewing school, so we are trying to make really authentic tasting beer and serve it just as fresh as you'd get if you were sitting in a German beer garden.
I would imagine that's the thing that you have to do to maybe set yourself apart, is because of the competition in this industry, that you have to have something that's a little bit different.
Yes, I think so. And of course, I said I do have a passion for these styles of beer, but I think the beer market's been a little bit too bifurcated. At one end, the domestic lager beers that are still about 75% of all beer sales in the United States, and I'm a beer libertarian. I think you should drink whatever you want, but those basically are very light, low-impact beer, and then some of the craft beers have gotten into really intense, a lot of bitterness, hops, sour, barrel aging, and I would say most of our beers, especially our year-round beers, are very approachable. They have a lot of flavor, but they're about 5% alcohol, and you can enjoy more than one glass. So I think there's a place in the middle between those high-impact and low-impact beers for some flavorful, easy-drinking beers, and I think what we brew with the German background fits that.
You're located in the Waldo area in Kansas City. Just talk a little bit about finding a location in Kansas City here, as we're broadcasting from Kansas City right now, and just what it took to find the perfect location for you.
Oddly enough, we found this location. I think it might have been the first location we looked at during our search. But I liked Waldo because it's a sort of a neighborhood with a lot of people interested in local food and drink. And I wanted a location that had essentially a building that was for industrial use but was close to a retail center. So we're at 79th Street in Warnell, four blocks from the 75th Street intersection, where there's a lot of bars and restaurants. We also had an outdoor area we could put a beer garden. So we have a very authentic Munich-style beer garden. We get lots of people from all ages, kids, that come to the beer garden on the weekend. And then we're also next to the trolley track trail, which is a hike and bike trail. So we like that people could take a walk and come and stop by and have a beer to refresh themselves. So we sell about 95% of our beer through the wholesale market. Only about 5% is sold at the brewery right now. But still, being here in Waldo, we attract a lot of neighbors to come here and enjoy our products. And it's also a good marketing platform for us because we do serve authentic German-style food. We import pretzels from Bavaria. So our beer, along with the atmosphere hopefully we create here, helps us drive our brand on what we're all about, authentic German-style beer.
When you started out at Northwest Missouri State, did you envision that at this point in your life that this would be what you'd be doing?
Well, certainly I had an interest in beer while I was at Maryville. And I did not foresee myself being in this business, but you never know where life takes you sometimes, but this has been a lot of fun.
What are some of the memories you have of being at Northwest?
Well, I liked the small campus, and I liked getting to know a lot of friends there. I still have a lot of close friends there. I liked kind of being in that small town and just having that experience that I didn't get growing up in the city. One of my favorite experiences there, my last semester of graduate school, I went to summer school. And I stayed there, and I just really enjoyed the whole Maryville experience. Played on a town softball team, and just a lot of good people, a lot of fun, and I got a good education too, so that's important.
And if you had a chance to reconnect with Northwest and some of your classmates at this time in your life?
Oh yeah, I have a lot of friends that I still stay in touch with. A couple are investors in the brewery even. So, and I've been back to Northwest even this year, and we serve beer at the homecoming pregame tailgate there at the pavilion. So yeah, I love going back to Maryville.
How do you see the future for the Kansas City Beer Company?
Well, we're going to continue to try to keep growing. We're going to try to grow in a rather small footprint. I think it's important with the craft beer to remain local. But we're working hard now to get more accounts and get more people to drink our beer in and around the Kansas City area.
All right. Well, Steve, thanks a lot for being with
us. Thank
you. And that is Steve Hawley, the founder and managing partner of the Kansas City Beer Company. I'm John Coffey, and that's your Morning Conversation.